It's been a pretty rough spring for farmers in the eastern Corn Belt. Let's talk a little bit about for those folks that have been affected by flooding and have lost their crop, what they need to know moving forward at this point.
It's really all, it's making sure they're well educated on all their options. The ins and outs of the policies once you get into this critical stage where you're past the late planting date, but you're still within the late planting window. If you're, talking through prevented planting options, how many eligible acres do you have? Are you eligible? How is your unit structure set up? Is it enterprise units? Is it optional units? Could you still possibly replant some soybeans? If you do, how much coverage are you losing on those? Does it pencil out? Does it make sense from a revenue standpoint? Losing coverage, late crop, the money you're putting into it, comparing that to potential revenue. There's lots of different things you need to make sure you're pulling out your individual policy and looking through each individual unit, your farms, your guarantees, and talking through those options and making sure you're dealing with someone who can help you as far as the education of the ins and outs of the policies in a critical time like this.
Obviously, there are no easy decisions, and there are no black and white decisions for farmers to make because it's going to depend on their operations. As they evaluate their farm, what are the critical questions that they need to ask themselves when they're walking through these decisions?
For instance, I was on the Indiana-Ohio state line last week. We were out seeing some growers. We stopped by a guy. He farms about 6,000 acres. He hopped out of the sprayer. The questions that we helped him through were, okay, hey, I've got 180 acres of, and I still haven't planted. Should I try to plant something? If I plant soybeans on this 180 acres, how much coverage am I losing? If I plant on a specific date, how much coverage am I losing? What is my guarantee on that farm? What's my history on that farm as far as eligibility from a prevented planting standpoint, because eligibility depends on your prior history. So it's those things looking, and then what is my unit structure in that county? Because if your enterprise units or optional units plays into eligibility as well. So those are the questions he walked through with, or we walked through with him. He wrote a bunch of stuff down. As we were talking, he was taking notes, and his response to us was, so thankful you guys decided to stop by today. I'll make a decision here in the next few days what I'm going to do on that ground, and I'll call you back. So it's getting all those options on paper, running through the specific scenarios for your farm, and then getting back in touch with the right people to make sure you feel comfortable with the decision you want to make.